You continue to follow the water upstream, constantly looking over your shoulder for any sign of the wolf. You hear nothing more of her, and it seems that you've escaped her. For now, at least. You walk for several minutes until the scenery finally begins to change. The forest grows more lively. The trees in this area are evergreens, tall and sturdy. And you can hear the sounds of crickets and frogs in the distance. The stream grows wider, and you can see a hill just ahead. Is the source of the stream at the top? You press on, moving up the hill at a slow but steady pace. You reach the top and lean against a tree, taking a moment to catch your breath and examine the area. A large, pristine lake occupies this area. Clouds of mist fade in and out, briefly blocking the moonlight before drifting on. Reeds and cattails grow near a shore in clusters, and a few lily pads float about the surface of the lake. And you can hear music. Soft, pleasant humming waltzing into your ears from a short distance. Someone must be here then. The sounds seem to be coming from a pocket of reeds closest to you. Is this mystery person a threat? You decide to creep closer for a better look. Crouching low to the ground, you sneak forward, hiding behind a large tree as you peek around. You're about 20 steps away from the edge of the lake when you finally see who is humming. A woman steps out of the reeds, waist deep in the water. Well, woman isn't exactly right. The creature has green, leathery skin, with different shades of color for different parts of her body. Black swirling patterns run along the sides of her arms and thighs, and her hands appear to be webbed, the space between her fingers connected by a thin membrane. She has a sleek and athletic figure, seemingly quite nimble, but she is undeniably feminine, judging from the ample breasts that dangle from her chest as she leans down to wash herself. She cups her hands together and brings the water up to her head, letting it spill over her hair and sighing happily. You stare at her, too amazed to remember that basic courtesy suggests not peeping on a bathing woman. Eventually, you get control of yourself and duck behind the tree, fire burning in your cheeks. And then she calls out to you.
Hello?
Oh dear. It seems you have been caught, you naughty boy. What are you going to do now?
You can come out, you know. I'm not mad or anything. You weren't creeping on me or whatever. Honestly, I'm basically naked all the time anyway, so it's fine, really. Oh, you actually came out. Can you come a bit closer so we don't have to shout at each other?
Cool, man. Thanks. Are you embarrassed to see me naked? Aw, that's sweet of you. I don't mind if you want to look at me, but I'll sit down in the water and read so you don't have to blush so hard, okay? So, yeah. Hey there. I don't think I've seen you around here before. Are you new? Something like that? Yeah, I thought so. Every now and again, a new guy shows up. But I could tell with just a glance. No one's gotten to you yet, huh? I guess that means all those pitiful howls I heard were about you, huh? Man, you're probably freaking out right now. You said you don't remember how you got here? Well, I don't know anything about that, sorry. But I can help you out at least. Judging from the way you were looking at me, am I right in guessing that you've never seen a toad before? No, not like the little frog guys, genius. The monster kind of toad, like me. Wait, for real? You've never even seen a monster, period? Damn. You must be from somewhere crazy far away. Did you live in one of those isolationist cities or something? You seem pretty cool to me, though. Well, huh. Didn't think I'd have to explain something like this today. What is a monster? Well, we're just people, dude. Imagine a human girl, but different. In a variety of ways. I don't know, man. Like, pick an animal or something and imagine if a woman had qualities like it or something. Like, I'm a toad because I have a long tongue and I'm a good jumper and stuff. Yeah, all monsters are female too. We shack up with human guys and find partners and have kids. You know, you picked an awful night to learn about all this firsthand. Look at full moon, yeah? For some reason, it makes basically every monster especially restless. Look, we're both adults here, right? Basically, it makes us really fucking horny. Enough to make you forget yourself. That's why the werewolf chick was hounding you so hard. Don't know how you got away from her, but she'd be raping the hell out of you right now if you hadn't. Well, yeah, of course the moon affects me too. You, probably don't want to know what my instincts are telling me to do to you. But it's kind of not very nice, you know? Not really my style. although, maybe we could... I forgot that you don't know any of this. I really just have to say it, huh? Look, you should have sex with me. Yes, I'm serious. It can solve both of our problems. How do I put this? Monsters are super into the whole monogamy thing. Men that have already been, claimed by another monster aren't sexually appealing to us anymore. So we'd be helping each other, right? If we fuck, it's like painting a sign on you that says, "Do not touch" to other monsters. You keep me company through the full moon, and then you can go start finding your way home in the morning. It'll be a lot easier if you don't have to look over your shoulder every other second, right? I know it's kind of a tall ask since we just met and all, but there's probably a lot of others who won't give you a choice. So, what do you say?
Oh, decision time. What do you say? This lovely little lady of the lake seems rather lonely. Won't you keep her company?